Dan, you know, was just talking to an insider that these conversations started well over a month ago. But were you surprised that this actually happened, that they decided to pull off a deal and he'll be headed to Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I think the surprise is that he wants to play again, right? I think that's – I mean, once he wants to play again, he wants to play with Brady, and the Patriots kind of have no leverage. They pretty much got a fourth-round pick for a seventh-round pick, and they had to include a guy they weren't using. So I think the surprise is that Gronk came out of retirement, and I think, you know, the last time we saw him on a football field and when he announced his retirement, it was about the physical beating he'd been taking and, you know, just kind of being at a point where the game was too much for him. And so – I think what's interesting here is that, you know, the idea of Tom Brady moving to a different team had some appeal to Gronk. Like, he wasn't going to come back and play for the Patriots, but he'll come back and play with Tom Brady. And I think that's a really interesting angle to this whole thing, which is, you know, I think there's the NFL wears you down. I think to some extent, you know, the Patriots wear you down. And I think the combination became a little bit much for Gronk. I'm a little surprised a year later that only one of those variables hadn't changed to bring him back in.
And Dan, as you touched on that a little bit, is this an indictment on the Patriots' way? I mean, you know, as you saw the breakup with Tom, it wasn't very ugly by any means.
Yeah.
But this coming from Gronk, only wanting to play anywhere but in New England, what does this kind of say about the Patriots' way now?
It wasn't anywhere, but I mean, he wanted to play in Tampa because Brady's there, right?
Yeah,
so it's not like anywhere. Look, I think it's hard to indict the Patriots program, given the success they've had. I think, I mean, that's kind of, you know, six championships. Gronk was there for three of them. Like, it pays off. But, and it, like, it took Tom Brady 20 years to get tired of it, right? So it's not like, oh, this, I mean, there are great players who have gone through there and been extremely successful. So you can't really, I think what the way it applies here is, like, looking forward. Like, do they have to, when they bring in players, they obviously have to know that it's people that are going to be okay with doing things their way and doing things Belichick's way. You know, I wonder if it means Jared Stidham is more likely to start the season as their quarterback than we think. You know, bringing in somebody from the outside isn't as simple as all that. It has to be somebody that you know can assimilate to the program in a way that helps everyone's success. Brady's been the constant there for 20 years, always doing that. So looking ahead, this is Belichick's toughest trick, right? So this is, you know, he's got to figure out how to do it without Tom. He's got to figure out how to do it without being able to promise Super Bowl titles. You know, for years, he's been negotiating contracts with players and agents that tell him, take a little less, yeah, but come in and win the Super Bowl. You know, it's going to be a little tougher sell now. So I don't count him out, but I think this says a lot about, you know, sort of what we can expect going forward in New England.
We're talking to Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider. I think you speak to what Jordan mentioned, you know, not an indictment on how much success they've had so far, but whether or not the Patriot way works without Tom Brady. If you can't promise people that you're a fast track to the Super Bowl, do you want to go play somewhere that has tired guys out, that has turned people when they leave to saying, listen, it wasn't a lot of fun. You got to win. And if you don't have the you get to win part, does it work the same way for the Patriots going forward, trying to bring people in? I'm curious what you think the Bucs' chances of success are now. Tom Brady obviously was dealing with not very great weapons and a not great offense last year. Do you think that with the weapons he has now, he returns to looking like the Tom Brady of old, at least a little more than last season?
Yeah, I think he can. And I think, you know, he's in position to, like, I think we got to see how Tampa Bay ends up putting its offensive line together. I think it's going to be a part of all this. But I think, you know, you have to look at them as a, you know, this assumes we have a full season, et cetera, et cetera. You have to look at them as a real contender in that division. There's no question about it. I think New Orleans has shown that it's the top team in that division for several years now. Carolina looks like they're taking a step back to do some rebuilding, and I'm not sure about Atlanta, but you have to think that Tampa Bay, with Bruce Arians, a coach that's taken teams to the playoffs before, with Tom Brady, a guy who's won six Super Bowls, you know, that you have to, in those two critical spots, coach and quarterback, they're in good shape. So what do you have to do to deliver it? Can the defense play like it did last year? Can, you know, is Mike Evans and Chris Godwin going to be on the same page as Tom Brady in an off season where they're probably not going to get to catch many passes from him? I think there's a lot of variables, but yeah, just put the rosters on paper. I don't see any reason why they can't challenge the Saints.
You know, Dan, with the arrival of Gronk, that tight end group becomes pretty robust. What does this mean for O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate? Do they move one of those other two guys?
I think, you know, Howard's been on the block for a little while now. This may accelerate that, may not. It may make it tougher to trade him because they, you know, other teams will look and say, well, they have no leverage. But, yeah, I think Howard's a guy got 1 year left on his contract. He's still young. I think people still see him as a super talented guy for whom it didn't just work out one way or another in Tampa. Look at Hayden Hurst got traded from Baltimore to Atlanta because – Baltimore had more tight ends than it realized when it took Hayden Hurst in the first round. Still a first-round talent and may pop now that he's in Atlanta. I think teams are going to look at O.J. Howard and think similar thoughts about a player of his abilities, but I would not be surprised at all to see him moved in the next couple of days or maybe during the Friday, Saturday portion of the draft.
It's Spain and Company on ESPN Radio talking to Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider, about the deal sending Tom Brady's buddy Gronk to the Buccaneers to join him down in Florida. I'm also curious whether you think, based on the guys that we've seen retire and unretire in the past, if it'll do nothing more than do a body good for Gronk, or if you think they'll be rust.
I think there's probably rust. I don't know if the same muscles and mental faculties that are required to win a WWE championship are necessarily exactly the same as those required to play tight end at a high level.
Either way,
right? I'm gonna have to learn the playbook. Look, I think there'll be rust, but I think everybody's gonna be rusty coming off this offseason. But I think if he was coming back to play with a different quarterback, I could say maybe a rusty, maybe taking time to get up to speed. But I think because it's Brady. And because, like you mentioned, I think his body probably feels a ton better than it did this time last year. I think he'll be a factor. I mean, he's a guy that's broken down and missed games, and I think you have to, when you acquire him, you have to understand the likelihood of that. Like, but maybe you project him for 12 or 13 games, and the production you get there is worth it. So I think it's something that's going to keep Tom Brady happy. It's going to be worth it for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, whatever that is. But I think there'll be maybe some degree of rust, but not as much as if it were a quarterback he'd never met before.